During the anti-communist Red Scare, to be blacklisted in Hollywood meant you were blackballed and you couldn't get work. Directors, actors, and screenwriters suspected of communist sympathies were shunned by the industry. But these days, there's a new blacklist in Hollywood. It's much different than the old one. Today, the blacklist is an influential website where major movie industry players can read and rate unproduced screenplays. So if you're a screenwriter, getting your script picked up for the blacklist can open doors. Turns out the blacklist has a local Cambridge connection.
This kid, Dino Siemich, graduate student at Tufts University, runs the blacklist, a real outsider who's inside the game.
So that's Jeff Edgers. He covers arts for the Boston Globe and for Radio Boston, and he wrote about Dino Siemich's blacklist in today's paper. Jeff, it was a fascinating piece. Tell us first how the blacklist works.
Basically, the purpose is to give attention to unproduced scripts. It doesn't mean scripts that haven't sold or been optioned, but scripts that haven't been made into movies. We know that the movies that are making the most money are generally these big blockbusters, maybe not the greatest movies, and there's a whole slew of other films out there, well-written films, unexpected films, that aren't getting the attention. The blacklist is supposed to shine a light on those movies.
So I tried to access blacklist.com earlier today and discovered that I could not. I was encouraged to join a waiting list, and I got to listen to a brief audio explanation of what it is. So here's a snippet.
The blacklist is here to help you find great screenplays. It's all very simple. Rate the scripts you've read, and our algorithm recommends you new scripts based on your taste and everyone else's. Those ratings aggregate to determine the most liked scripts around, but in real time.
And Jeff, it turns out that the blacklist is pretty influential, and it's launched some pretty big screenplays, right?
Well, what happens a lot of the time is someone will get recognized on the blacklist for a screenplay, and then they'll be hired to do another job that gets them a lot of attention. So sometimes you don't even have them having their movies made for years, the ones that are on the blacklist, and then a director comes along and says, hey, I want to work with these people. So this year, for example, Alexander Payne, the director of The Descendants, hired a writing duo who had been recognized on the blacklist for a previous work, one that hasn't been produced yet.
Now, The Descendants, of course, stars George Clooney. It tells the story of a dad living in Hawaii, caring for his two teenage daughters while his wife languishes in a coma. Here's a brief clip from The Descendants.
Dad, Mom was cheating on you. That is what we fought about. When I was home at Christmas, I caught her with a guy. It made me sick to see her near you. I was going to call and tell you everything, and then the accident happened, and I was waiting until she woke up, I guess. You didn't even suspect, right? Right?
Caught her with a guy, what does that mean?
So, Jeff, what other movie scripts of note came through the blacklist?
We're talking about anything from Juno to Charlie Wilson's War. There are about 20 Oscar winners that are blacklist veterans. I think there are four or five movies for this year that are connected with the blacklist in some way.
So really interesting that this Hollywood outsider, this Tufts grad student, is running such an influential website. How did that come to be? What do we know about Dino Siemich?
Well, Dino has a great skill which has nothing to do with selecting scripts or being part of the inside club of Hollywood, which is Dino's a programmer. And so the founder of the blacklist was actually this guy named Franklin Leonard, who's a Harvard grad and who's out in California and works in the movie world. But when I talk to Franklin, it's clear he knows as much about programming and logarithms and all that stuff as I do. It was basically an emailed newsletter, a poll that Franklin would take of folks in the movie industry. And so a few years ago, he met Dino. And with Dino's help, they've made it into this active online site. And the reason you can't get on there is because you shouldn't be on there, Anthony, because you are not a Hollywood player. The people that get on there are voting for which scripts they think, you know, should get the most attention. And they're also paying $20 a month.
I see.
You know, unless you want to go into producing films, I'm not sure you want to be spending that money on that.
Interesting, because as I mentioned earlier, I tried to get on it. I was invited to put my name on a waiting list, which I did. But you're saying that I probably won't make the cut as a lowly radio host.
Well, they gave me a guest password and they made me promise not to vote. I was very tempted to vote for my favorite movie of all time. time cabin boy, but I thought that might screw everything up. So I just let it slide. But, you know, you go through there and basically it works a lot like Amazon suggestions or iTunes suggestions. You'll see what's popular and then you'll click on that and they'll give you a list of other films that you, you know, scripts that you might want to read.
So, Jeff, The Blacklist, it's run out of Cambridge. Is it going to move to Hollywood eventually?
Well, I don't think they have any plans to move. I mean, the beauty of this telecommuting age is that you don't really need to be where you're, you know, where the center of your industry is. And Dino doesn't sound like a guy who's going to be going to Hollywood anytime soon. He has a 32-inch TV, you know. I envision this giant screening room. So, I mean, he's very comfortable here. He's at graduate school at Tufts. And I think that it works perfectly the way this team works, having Franklin out in California, right immersed in the movie industry, and having Dino here immersed in his code.
Well, Jeff Edgers, thanks so much. Fascinating story.
Thanks, Anthony.
That's Jeff Edgers. He's an arts reporter for the Boston Globe and a regular contributor to Radio Boston. And you can find a link to his piece about The Blacklist at radioboston.org.
Coming up, more about the movies, but this time the hidden history of African-American silent film. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.